Boat Trader is America's largest boating marketplace with over 100,000 boats to choose from. We offer simple, comprehensive solutions for those looking to sell, find, and finance new or used boats. Visit BoatTrader.com to get started.
Join Captain Justin Leak and Meredith McCord for the best fishing action along Panama City Beach. Tune in to Chasing the Sun every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
What's going on, everybody? It's How To Tuesday today, and we've got my friend Justin Napier with us again today. He is going to help us to understand some of the tips that he uses to keep his trailer in good shape and prolong the life of the trailer. And this is super important because, man, you're trailing around in salt water. There are a couple things that you can do to really prolong the life of the trailer, and you don't want a hurricane comes in, something happens, you got to use that trailer, whether you're using it every single day or whether you're using it occasionally. Man, it's super important to keep your trailer in great shape so that it will perform when you need it. Justin, what do you do that might be different than some other people do to prolong the life of your trailer?
So I do something super simple, but I feel like I don't see hardly anyone. I've seen a couple guys do it over the years, and so you got to know this, your trailer gets the most wear and tear sitting at the boat ramp. Think about this. You launch your boat at 6-7 in the morning, right? I don't care if you're a full-time guide, weekend warrior, doesn't matter. You launch that boat in the morning, pull it out, you go about your day. That thing is sitting at the ramp, full of salt water, baking in the sun. That's when it's getting beat up. Mm-hmm. So it takes 2 minutes to do this. So you go to any hardware store, you buy yourself, I guess I'd call it like a bug sprayer bottle. It's one of those big jugs. You pump it up manually, fill that with nice fresh water. Make sure you're not on well water because well water does have some salt in it too. Mm. You need nice clean water, whether you buy a jug of fresh water or whatever. Fresh water, right? Now you launch your boat and you know your trailer. You know what touches and what doesn't touch. Like mine, depending on the tide and how far I back in, if I'm not paying attention, sometimes my safety chains will touch or my jack will touch. So what I do is launch my boat, tie it up, park, pull my spray jug out of the back of my truck, pump it up. I'll hit my hubs. I'll hit my torsion or leaf springs if you have them. If you have brakes, I'll hit those. I'll hit my jack if it touched the water, and then I'll hit my safety chains. I'll just quick hit that all with fresh water. Now I'm going to go about my day, and I've probably knocked off, 80, 90% of that salt water. So now it's just going to sit in the sun all day with most of that salt water off of it. And I've done this with a few different trailers, and one of my first trailers when I was younger, I did not do this, and that thing rusted to pieces. I have a trailer right now that's going on 5 years old. Does have some rust, yes, but it's definitely held up really well for 5 years of using it a lot.
That's awesome.
So it's a cool little tip.
Yeah, it is, because I mean, so many boat ramps do not have a hose available. Now if there is a hose available, use that. Take the minute to use the hose. Mm-hmm. And occasionally you do have a boat ramp where there is a hose available, but not always and pretty rarely, actually. So that's a great tip. I never did that myself, and I can think of lots and lots of trailers that rusted to pieces. but that's a great tip.
Happens.
Yeah, it does. It happens. That's a great tip. And, taking care of your trailer is super important. You got to get all the salt off of it. That is a really big thing. And like Justin said, the most abuse your trailer is going to take is probably sitting still at the boat ramp or in storage. Like when you store a trailer, it's super important also to really wash it off really well, because it's just going to be sitting there for a long time. And a lot of people pick up their trailer and are very disappointed at the condition that it's in after it's been sitting for a long time. But that's important. Make sure that you're changing the bearings on a regular basis and staying on top of the maintenance. All right, Justin.
Check them too.
Check your bearings.
Check those bearings too. Yeah. When you launch your boat and that you got all that weight off the trailer, that's the best time to go ahead and just lightly shake those wheels left to right and see if there's any play in them.
Yeah. And how much play tells you that you should change your bearings?
Really, if you feel any play in them, you should probably pull them out and maybe repack them, put them back in. And then as you have them out, you can inspect them and see if they're actually, contaminated with salt water. And then if they are, replace them.
Yeah.
But if they've got play in them, you might want to plan a Saturday to pull them out and check them, make sure they're not contaminated with salt water.
Yeah.
Make sure the seals are good too.
All right. Right on. Okay. Good tips, man. Keep those trailers in good shape. All right. That's How To Tuesday for today. If you want to go fishing with Justin, you should definitely do that. He has great reviews from everybody that's gotten back with me. Justin, tell them how they would find you.
Captain.JustinNapier on Instagram, Justin Napier on Facebook, and then backcountryculture.com.
Right on. Okay. Highly suggested. Do it. Go fishing with him. All right. We'll see you guys next week on How To Tuesday.